Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, Argentina's vice president and leftist leader Cristina Fernández de Kirchner has been sentenced to 6 years in prison and a lifetime ban on public office in a corruption case. An Argentine federal court found him guilty in a high-profile corruption case. She can challenge the sentence in the Supreme Court. Kirchner, 69, was accused of irregularities in the awarding of public works contracts by his administration during his two terms as president between 2007 and 2015. Kirchner was also accused of running a criminal organization, which was dismissed by a three-judge panel. According to Al Jazeera's report, in August this year, the prosecution urged the court to sentence the vice president to 12 years in prison and a life ban on his politics. Kirchner has termed his sentence as flawed and premeditated. After the verdict, Kirchner said that she has become a victim of parallel government and judicial mafia. Prosecution's allegations and Kirchner's objection. Prosecutors alleged that public works contracts were given to a businessman associate of Fernández de Kirchner, who later paid the money back to her and her late husband Néstor Kirchner. Néstor Kirchner was also the president of Argentina from 2003 to 2007. The chief prosecutor had termed the alleged scheme of distribution of contracts as the country's biggest corruption campaign. Kirchner's supporters have said that the case is an example of political and judicial tyranny. Kirchner alleged that the court was like a firing squad for him and the prosecutors were bent on how to insult him. Kirchner. Compulsion of President Alberto Fernández. The report said that Argentina, a victim of political polarization, has been facing a long-standing economic crisis, where inflation is moving towards 100%. In such circumstances, due to the sentencing of Kirchner, there is a lot of anger among his supporters, which is expected to increase. The report said the case would impact President Alberto Fernández's ruling government, which is facing a tough fight to fend off a challenge from the conservative opposition in next year's general elections. Court's decision in the opinion of experts. Ahead of the court's decision on Tuesday, Rosendo Fraga, a political analyst at the University of Buenos Aires, told the AFP news agency that the verdict would have a strong political impact. Fraga also said that the potential appeal process could take 6 years or more. It will take time for